This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Palooza of a day. I just love that. See how many words, new words, or different words we can come up with here on the DJV show. Experiencing thoughts from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. We're in your face and on your ears. How's that? In your face. I always thought that was an extreme. The expression in your face. Anybody know how that came to be? What does it mean to you if you're in somebody's face? Jennifer? What does it mean when you get into somebody's
face? Capturing their attention. Days? You're right in their front and center. You're in their trajectory. How about that?
Very good. All right. So you want to get into our trajectory? What's going on?
Well, it seems that Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump are in each other's trajectory. As we're coming up on possibly the longest government shutdown ever, although this is a partial one, so it's not a full government shutdown, there was a meeting at the White House between congressional leaders in the White House yesterday, meeting number three, and President Trump apparently walked out of a closed-door meeting with congressional leaders. He had asked if they were ready to fund the wall. Nancy Pelosi said no. She said, are you ready to open the government? He said no. She said, will you open the government? He said, will you build the wall if I do? She said no. He got up and left, said it was kind of a waste of time. And apparently, according, there's multiple reports as to what exactly happened. Republicans are saying that President Trump went in ready to negotiate, that he handed out candy to everybody before the meeting started and said, all right, let's get down to business. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he slammed the table down and stormed out of the meeting. So kind of interesting to see what happened and how both sides can view these things very differently. Maybe he handed out candy and stormed out of the meeting. Maybe that's the real truth. But at this point, it doesn't look like they're working towards any common ground. And this will be the first day coming up on Friday. It'll be the first day that government workers will actually miss the paycheck. None of them have actually missed a paycheck yet, but Friday will be that first day.
All right. So Nancy Pelosi on one side and Chuck Schumer and then Trump on the other side and what all of this. I think Nancy Pelosi, I think I saw something that she said that he was delusional. If that's not mistaken. So calling each other names, using words, whether it just throws gasoline on the fire or not, it seems rather childish. And the way, again, the news media is reporting on this, from my perspective anyway, the look around and the people who are being interviewed, that it's just, I saw on two different networks, black American government workers interviewed with the same point of view. I didn't see, and maybe this is just me, I looked at the wrong time, but I didn't see anybody who was white. So in my mind, what it does is pit black versus white. Trump's white, they're black, and basically the message was he doesn't care about blacks. That's not for me, or I don't know whether that's true or it isn't true. But to have it set up like that seems to me to bait or beg the question. Is this government funding getting us anywhere, or the lack of funding getting us anywhere? I don't know. When I go to the airport tomorrow, I'll see how the TSA reality is. I may give myself a couple of more minutes because I'm not sure. I haven't seen or heard anything about the airport in Boston yet. I did see, I was up late last night, so I was watching for just a few minutes Jimmy Kimmel, as much as he annoys me, but I turned it on. And he was interviewing a lady who worked for the TSA in L.A. at LAX. And he kept asking her, well, what do you think about this and not getting paid? And how about your job? And you know, he had some fun with it because he had some people on the street that were potential people going through the motions at LAX. And one of them was high. And did you see anybody up late like me and saw that?
No, I didn't. Someone who was admittedly high?
Yeah, he admitted to being high.
Okay, and so he was about to go through the TSA?
Yeah. Well, he asked Kimmel asked this woman that worked for the TSA, how you handle that? Mm-hmm. And that was, I don't remember ever seeing anybody in that kind of shape going through a check-in point.
Well, maybe you will this time.
That could be. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. What does the shutdown have to do with the cutting of FEMA funding for the California wildfires, Jennifer?
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with it, actually. President Trump just tweeted out yesterday. He said, look, California, you don't get your act together, we won't send you any more federal money. Because what's happening now is that California, as you know, it's been a story multiple times every single year that there's a big wildfire going on in the state of California. And then FEMA has to come in and fund it and pay off everybody. And nothing's getting fixed. And there are real things that can happen right now that California could be doing so that the risk to California residents is less than it was last year, and that is brush management, forest management, brush clearance, those types of things. They could require that PG&E and Southern California Edison and all of the power utility companies in the state also upgrade their infrastructure to what it's supposed to be, instead of letting them play this game that they don't upgrade the infrastructure and then they just pay off the victims when there is a fire. Those are the things that President Trump was calling for and said, we're going to get serious about this. If you won't take care of your state, then we're not going to send funding anymore. Now, is it great to be a victim of a fire and not think you're going to get FEMA aid? No, but it's also not great to live in a state where the governors go and shake their head and tour the whole state, and then all of a sudden, nothing's changed. We need to be clearing the brush. We need to be managing the forest. It's just, it's a fact. It's what needs to happen.
Well, all of those things are true, and I think we've talked about that any number of times. I don't want to go back over the same old stuff. I didn't realize it was as specific as what you said. So who's giving him advice on these sorts of things? Where does this advice? He's not coming, waking up in the morning and saying, okay, I'm going to cut FEMA funding for California. Who gives input? Where does it, is this chief of staff stuff? Is this somebody that's close to him, his son-in-law? Or who is it that gives him advice that he takes in general?
It's all those people. Everybody that I've talked to that has worked for Trump, and these include people who no longer work for Trump, or there could be bad blood, says that one of the biggest misconceptions about him is that he only listens to himself and that he doesn't listen to people around him. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he listens to a lot of people around him. So I think it's whoever might have his ear, and that's all those things you said. It could be his family. It could be the chief of staff. It could be his cabinet. It could be the FEMA director in this case. It could be a number of people that come in and explain their case to the president, because apparently he actually does listen. And when he's got a situation like the government shutdown, he actually sits down, he brings in his people and listens to him. Now, he's always going to be the ultimate decision maker. I mean, I'm not going to say that he's going to defer his decisions like maybe some other presidents did in the past, but he does make his decisions. I just think he does take under consideration what other people around him say.
Yeah. How much is there, to go back to the Tuesday night address, to all of the hoopla about facts and whether the fact there, I saw something about Fox, even Shepard Smith taking a shot at him for, I mean, he didn't write the speech. So,
I take issue with a couple of things. First of all, it seems like there's I don't know, a press release being generated as to the proper talking points that are being used at this time. I've heard three things. I've heard it go from fact-checking to fear-mongering to manufactured crisis. And it seems like all the networks are using the exact same terms, and they were drooling on themselves to fact-check the president until he gave the address, and most everything he said that people have been able to extrapolate was actually true. The facts that he gave were true. So then the networks were like, oh man, we can't fact-check him anymore, so now what can we do? Well, now he's fear-mongering. Now he's fear-mongering about a crisis at the border. And then now, most recently, it's a manufactured crisis. And if you listen to the news media, every reporter is using manufactured crisis. Every Democratic congressperson who's been interviewed is using the term manufactured crisis. It's almost like they're getting a memo sent out from somebody, I don't know who, that is telling them what the proper language is. I think that facts matter. I think that the truth matters. But I also think it needs to be fair when we're trying to go after somebody so intensely to try to catch them in some kind of fib. I don't remember, and maybe you guys do, but I don't remember the news media ever issuing fact-checking reports after any other president except for Trump. It was always the other side of the aisle, the politicians who would fact-check Obama or Bush or the people in the past. And then when it comes to, like, a Democratic response, my dad brought this up. That's not really typical for an Oval Office address. It's absolutely typical for a State of the Union, but not usually for something where a president sits in the Oval Office. So I think it's just a sign of the times. I think it's a sign of a contentious relationship with the news media, and they want to make sure that all sides are being prevented. Try to fact-check Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's speech, and you won't be able to find it. It's all about the fact-checking of Trump's speech. So kind of interesting. I don't know. It's just another, I guess, more fodder for the fire for people who believe that Trump is victimized by a news media that is operating against him.
Hmm. All right. I think there's a lot of...
Whether that's true or not, that's just what it feels like, I think, to people who already believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the same business about going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And how do we know, really, how does anybody know, how do you figure out what the truth is? I think it's hard for people on any side to know what the truth is. It really is. Truth, well, scratch the truth, because everybody has their own truth. What the facts are, and the fact-checking... I think you're right when it came to drooling over themselves, CBS especially. So maybe it's a management thing. They figured out they want to appeal to a particular audience. Like Fox wants to appeal to the right. CBS, we already know CNN wants to appeal to the left. Pretty obvious. So does CBS want to appeal to the left? Is that why they take the approach that they do? Because we all know people
nice
want to listen to what they want to listen to.
Just have a news organization who just wants to tell the story.
Yeah, yeah. Where do we find that?
I think that would be pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody? Is nobody doing that though? Really? Is there? ABC is one.
I think people try. I think there are instances of people who try on all of these networks, but they're mixed in with so many opinion journalists that it's hard for the average person to be able to discriminate between what's an opinion journalist and what's a, you know, just a regular straightforward journalist trying to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who's on first base when it comes to your good night's rest. My Pillow. Looking, I've spent a lot of time this week because they have asked me to talk about things, well, different things that apply to doing business with My Pillow. So you can go through their catalog. They have My Pillow mattresses now that are really, really great support. That's what you want when you go to bed at night. You want support. That's why they made the name for themselves. They did because of the support you get from their My Pillow. And now the same idea, the same construction, the same facts are going into making the mattress itself. What I like when I look at pictures of the factory and the workers and what's going on at the MyPillow factory and all the people working around the clock because they're selling so many of these things are becoming, look at the pictures. If you go to MyPillow.com, you see what the story is and why it is that he's serious about it. The workers there are serious about it. People who have MyPillows are serious about it. So if you want to start the year off well for you and get a great night's sleep every night, my suggestion to you is you go to MyPillow.com. The pillows are made, all of them, here in America. All 100% machine washable and dryable. So, four MyPillows as an example. You get four for the price of two. That's right, premium MyPillows, two of them. And go-anywhere pillows, two of them. Plus free shipping, and the money-back guarantee goes until the 1st of March. So don't lose out on this opportunity to get the best pillows, and then look around and see what else you can get. The sheets are fabulous, yeah. So the whole deal, it's a great deal, and it's for you. Y-O-U at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on all of these great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com with the code DJV. Something to think about, lots to think about today. It's Thursday, the 10th of January, on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Victoria, Kara, and I listening to music from the Florida-Georgia line. Let's crank this up for a sec, Kara. Huh? See, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen normally to Florida-Georgia line, but I really like this. Is this becoming more typical of their sound, Jennifer?
This is their sound, yeah.
Everything sounds kind of like this.
A lot.
Kind of
yep.
Country, yeah.
I mean, they have a couple of, like, rocky, punky, I don't know, they have a song where they bring in Nelly, they've got a little hip-hop element, but mostly this is their sound, yeah.
Well, they are now embarking on the next chapter, sort of officially, of their career. Fourth album, Can't Say I Ain't Country, comes out middle of next month. And in celebration of that release, the fellas who are in Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard, are going to hit the road this coming summer to perform their new songs around the globe on the Can't Say I Ain't Country tour. Hubbard and Kelly start hitting a total of 36 cities, begins 13th of June in Rogers, Arkansas, and it'll go all through the summer, wrapping up in Irvine, California on the 28th of September. Want to go see them on 28th September in Irvine?
I do, actually. I have seen them before. They're really good.
I like them. The guys spent most of this past year off the road to focus on doing this album. They teased the energy-filled performances to come on tour at festivals, and they're live from Las Vegas residency. Another one of those, huh? How long have they been doing that? I didn't know that. If I knew it, I didn't remember. Is it? Yeah. So, they said, we're ready to party even bigger in 2019, according to Brian Kelly. Anyway, he says in a statement, lots of pyro, energy, and good vibes, with a few surprises up our sleeves as well. And we're so glad to be bringing our buddies along for the ride. So who are their buddies? Country duo Dan and Shay and Morgan Wallen. I don't know that name. Morgan Wallen. Is it Wallen or Wallen?
I think he was a contestant on The Voice. Did you see that season?
Really? No, I didn't see
yeah, that. I haven't seen that season, but when I was looking him up, he had, yeah, a bunch of songs from The Voice. So it's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I'm assuming he was on Blake's team, but it's, they're the country ones are the only ones who seem to be successful after that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Once again, taking place at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Florida Georgia Line Festival, featuring performances from these two, obviously, from the Florida Georgia Line, but also Dan and Shay, Nelly, and Mitchell Tenpenny. Don't know who's Mitchell Tenpenny. I'm trying to keep up with all these new names.
His friends call him Dime.
Yeah. Tickets for the Can't Say I Ain't Country Tour, available on the 25th of this month. On sale information will be available on the, they must have a website. That's where all this info is, yeah? Would make sense anyway. Seeing no other reference. Yes, do they have a website?
Florida I'm sure they do. Everyone has a website, yeah.
Everybody does, yeah. All right, next up, musically, Snoop Dogg, Mark Ronson, together performing at the Pegasus World Cup Invitational Horse Race. Snoop Dogg and Mark Ronson. Certainly know who Snoop Dogg is. I don't know who Mark Ronson is. He cut
you
from
do.
The same
cloth.
He
just won the Golden Globe with Lady Gaga. He's a producer.
Oh!
And,
okay. Yeah,
DJ.
Now I remember it. Yeah, all right. So this is January 26th down in the Fort Lauderdale, Hallandale Beach area. The day-long 15-race event takes place at the Gulfstream Park. So is this something new, the putting performers like this? Why would these guys be on the board? How do they connect to the Preakness,
well,
Pegasus, this, whatever?
Well, this group that owns a bunch of racetracks want to incorporate more entertainment as well as, you know, making like a whole day out of it. More
is
of like
this that
festival.
Group from Canada?
Yeah, yep. This is the lady that you wanted to date, yes.
Right.
Literally, this is the woman. She's behind
okay.
all this.
All right. Miss Sternack, I think is her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for reminding me of that. I was checking her out with the ladies.
Uh-huh.
What happens sometimes? Check things out. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
I want to do it. I just might do it. Get her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry. I won't abuse it.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump has quietly told aides and some reporters supposedly off the record that he doesn't think it will achieve anything, but he is still headed to the Mexican border today. He'll visit a border section in Texas to again stress border security. That after yesterday's meeting with Democratic leaders, which, from the President's point of view as he seeks border wall funding, didn't go so well. Here's correspondent Rhonda Walensky.
The President leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refused to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"The president would go back and forth in a negotiation. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, if we open the government up, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Here we go again on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Am I going through your names too fast? Should I slow it down? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Here. Kara. Present.
Give me a present. All right, well, as long as you're present, Victoria, why don't you dazzle us with what you think is the top story of the hour?
Well, I don't know if it's the top story, but it's certainly a trending story that we'll be hearing about probably through the weekend, and that is what is potentially being called the most expensive divorce in history.
Wow,
that will
yeah.
That's attached to Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie Bezos. They have announced their separation. They said that they have been going through counseling and they've had a trial separation, but it turns out there might be a little bit more to the story on Jeff's end. That he has actually been seeing another woman who's married to a friend of his for at least the last 8 months. And the woman's name is Lauren Sanchez. She used to be a host on Extra, on which I think is where Mario Lopez is now. And so she's married to Patrick Whitesell, and he is an agent and friend of Jeff Bezos. He actually was... He is the agent who was behind promoting Manchester by the Sea, and his client is Michelle Williams. And so the connection is Amazon distributed that film, which was Amazon's first real foray into film, and that won all kinds of awards, including Academy Awards and things like that. And so it's not totally clear how long Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have been seeing each other, but their different tabloids have been reporting now that at least 8 months they have seen the two of them photographed together without their spouses. So it'll be interesting to see how this divorce breaks down, because they Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie have been together since they both worked for a hedge fund years ago. They've been together 25 years and probably don't have a prenup. It's possible that they have a post-nup, though, but it'll be people are definitely closely watching to see. This is the wealthiest couple in the world, so how the division of assets goes will be interesting.
Does it make a difference under the circumstances if you have $137 billion between the two of you? So you split it up with two kids.
Yeah, you would think just 50-50, right? I don't
how
know.
About being the divorce lawyer in that case, though? You know how much money they're going to come away with?
Billable hours. And they have four kids together, too. So, you know, there's a family, to that will be considered their child support, all that stuff.
This may be considered a cheap shot. And you can, you can register your thoughts as you will on Twitter at Doug Steffen if you want to, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. The cheap shot is, I haven't seen a picture of this woman who he supposedly is hanging out with.
Lauren Sanchez? I know you know her. She's a news anchor from Los Angeles. Before she went on to Extra, she was on Good Day LA, which is the Fox News, well, not Fox News,
with
but the
Fox
affiliate
morning show. What's her face? It's on KBC now?
She was after Jillian. Jillian's been off that show for like a long time, but she was
Sanchez.
On after Jillian. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, well, the cheap shot, I know who she is. So,
what's the cheap shot?
That if he didn't have a lot of money, I can't imagine too many women being interested in him because I think he's homely.
Well, the interesting thing about women is I think they're much more interested in how successful someone is, not necessarily
and
for the money, but just, personality.
Intelligence,
and
sense of humor, all that.
You know, because we're actually multidimensional beings, unlike you men.
Right.
You
just go, oh, she's pretty. Mm.
Or,
oh, she homely.
Really?
More evolved
it's like evolution gave you guys thumbs, so you could just do thumbs up or thumbs down, and that's about it.
That's a little crass.
Really? How's that crass?
I don't know. It just seems like crass. I'm just making a point that he's
You're
not
making
that
my
attractive.
Point for me. Thank you for that.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's see where that goes. All right. Other people in the news. Tom Hanks is going to present the Lifetime Achievement Award to Alan Alda at the SAG Awards that are coming up. We started last weekend with the annual award shows. The SAG Awards are on January 27th. Megan Mullally, is that how you pronounce her name?
Mullally.
Oh, she's going to host them. Why is she hosting? What is she? She's on Will and Grace. What is there about her that makes her a good hostess? Anybody know?
They always have an actor or somebody.
The SAG Awards are sometimes unhosted. I think I remember maybe last year it was just a voiceover artist that, or one of our friends probably from the radio business in Los Angeles saying, "And now please welcome." Blah blah blah. It was never there was never really any kind of host, at least in my recent memory. But I think she'll be fine. It's hard. Hollywood's now being hard pressed to find someone who hasn't been caught up in some sort of scandal. So that's why you're seeing Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg, and now you're seeing Megan. Well, Mullally is how I called her, but Mullally. I think because
so why don't people? Is Tom Hanks ever hosted one of these shows?
No, actually, I don't think so. Right?
Alan Alda ever hosted one of these shows?
Huh? No.
Yeah. Alan Alda is 82. Good heavens.
Where'd you get that?
What?
Alan Alda.
Where'd I get what? Alan Alda.
Potential host, yeah.
Well, I just think he's as good, as very visible, highly thought of. He started his career, he became famous as Hawkeye Pierce on MASH, and then he's gone on to do any number of great. I think he's a very good actor. I think he's good at playing all kinds of different roles. He's only one of six people to get an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy in the same year. He's best known on film as Senator Ralph Owen Brewster in The Aviator. Let's see here. Everybody Loves You, Crimes and Misdemeanors. No, I think he's more of a television guy, but he's been in, and he was, I remember a couple of movies he was in. He was a bad guy, in essence. So last year, he came forward, Alda did, to speak publicly about his battle with Parkinson's disease. I didn't remember now that...
I didn't know he had Parkinson's.
No, I didn't either. He's had it for 4 years. He says there are daily challenges. Hasn't stopped him from living his life. He said, quote, I've had a full life since my diagnosis. I've acted. I've given talks. I help at the Alda Center for Communicating Science. Hasn't stopped my life at all. I've had a richer life than I've had up until now. So what a kind of a great way to overview a situation. Take care of yourself and don't let stuff like this slow you down. It's bound to slow you down a little bit, but his admission that he's working and has a full life at 82 with Parkinson's, that's pretty inspirational. So that'll be, I think that'll be a good award show. Isn't it usually a pretty good show? The SAG
it's
Awards?
It's pretty fast moving because yeah. It just kind of goes from like award to award. And Jen's right. Normally, I think it is hostless, and they usually have the actors in the audience introducing things, and it's kind of interactive. But I think he's probably just as deserving as anybody for a Lifetime Achievement Award. I think it's nice that yeah. they're recognizing him.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, one other person in the news, Andrew Wheeler. President tapping him to be the administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency. No surprise there. I think President said he was going to nominate him a couple of months ago. He's leading the EPA now on a temporary basis. So was he Pruitt's, was he his assistant? Is he was the number two guy there? Is that it?
I don't know much about this guy. He was number two, yeah.
Jennifer, what do you know about him? Anything?
Just about what you know. It's just the basics. I don't know much about him.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's pretty much expected he's just going to do whatever Pruitt was doing, same agenda.
Really? Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh.
Essentially, right, so that, yeah. He was actually he was a former energy lobbyist.
Yeah.
So he knows his way around Congress if he's a lobbyist.
Yeah.
Under that circumstance, yeah, usually that's what happens. Okay, today, let's see what we are going to celebrate today. It's National Houseplant Appreciation Day. Wow, this is a biggie. Houseplant Appreciation Day. About raising awareness for the numerous benefits of tending to an indoor plant. Wow. Houseplants convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. Good for us to breathe. It's the photosynthetic process that goes on in your home. So the more houseplants you have, the more you're going to be healthy. Better air in your home. I bet you never thought about that, did you? More plants equals better air quality in your home. So I'm now excited. I had forgotten about these things. I thought, oh... Victoria come up with now. We must be getting to the bottom of the barrel. National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
It's a legitimate thing. I do look
it is.
Up.
Right. No, this is very good to remind people how important it is to have these sorts of things in your home. Plants release moisture into the air, conditioning the air with refreshing humidity that can make your house feel cooler. Many houseplants are easy to care for, have an array of household uses. You can go, where do you buy them? You go to the, I guess, the Home Depot,
anywhere.
Lowe's,
yeah, but I would love to find some houseplants that I can't kill, because none of them have
are you
shown
not
up to me yet.
That's
your thumb not. Is not a greenie, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I have three little succulents. I have three little succulents that I've been nursing along since October, and we'll see how long that lasts, but that's about
really?
It.
Yeah. But they are good. I guess I knew this, and then I forgot about it. And I thought I'd just take a shot at it, but actually, this is something that really is to be appreciated, and a way to remind you to get these things in your home. These are very valuable for oxygen.
There are certain plants too that we talk about like toxins in the home. You know, they're toxins if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, very, very toxic, and the chemicals that are used to make so many things that we live with. And houseplants actually, I see blogs constantly where people are encouraging others to get more houseplants because it can actually filter the toxins out of your home.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we have what we're exposed to environmentally on a daily basis is pretty crazy. So at least in your own home, you should be able to have some sort of cleanliness.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for reminding us. So I was taking a shot, and it turns out
yeah.
I was...
Hey, well, yeah. This is what you do.
Well, not necessarily. Lisa, I took my shot. My best shot was at Jeff Bezos, and you took quick notice of that. So I guess we better move on, Jennifer, to the television report. What's on TV tonight that will get us all excited? What's tonight? Thursday night.
Thursday
what happens
nights,
on
yeah.
Thursday nights? Is
well,
Blacklist
gonna get
on?
Some,
on Thursday? I think Blacklist is on.
You're going to get some premieres, some new shows, certainly. No Blacklist. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's Friday night. Blacklist Friday night now. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So we'll start, though, with a couple of things. First of all, they're doing Basic Instinct on Epix tonight. So if you're done with television, you just want to go throw back to 1992, Basic Instinct is a good movie pick for tonight. Epix. Sharon Stone hasn't been around for a while. On Bravo, a brand new episode of Top Chef tonight, followed by a new episode of Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, which makes me laugh because Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles is like a two-bedroom house in Sherman Oaks.
Right.
So
very funny.
Oh
yes.
No, don't prepare yourself to be impressed.
No.
Unless it's a multi-million dollar listing, Los Angeles. That's what the show needs to be called. So that's on Bravo tonight. On ABC, they're in reruns tonight on ABC. CBS has a brand new episode, however, of Big Bang Theory at 8, followed by Young Sheldon at 8:30. Mom is back after their holiday hiatus at 9. And then they've got a new show called Fam, and it seems to me that it's going to be the female, younger version of The Odd Couple. It's a very straight-laced person who's kind of wild and crazy sister comes to join her and live with her in a house. So that's a brand new sitcom for CBS tonight at 9:30, followed at 10 by SWAT. The CW has a brand new show called Roswell, Mysteries Decoded. That's tonight
at 9
o'clock.
That looks interesting. Yeah,
that does look kind of interesting.
I love the original
that could
Roswell.
Be a fun one.
Yeah, that's the reboot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the reboot. And everybody's all upset. Snooki was very upset because it's not the original cast. She's talking about it on Instagram. It's an all new cast, but it'll be good. All right. On Fox, you've got a brand new episode of Gotham, the second episode of their final season, followed by an episode of The Orville. That's new at 9. NBC's bringing back The Titan Games, hosted by The Rock. That's at 8. And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back. They made the jump from Fox. Now they're on NBC, and the premiere is at 9 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Place and Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
All right. 20 years Law & Order SVU has been on, or SUV. SVU. SUV.
SVU.
Yeah, right. They may drive SUVs on the show.
They might.
You know, one of the things that's happening in the car business is how many companies, I don't know if you noticed this or not, are canceling the build-out on sedans. Because SUVs, no matter what the size, the brand, that's the number one seller. So, like, Chevy is killing the Malibu and the Impala.
And the Cruze, which was the number one car a couple years ago, number one car.
What are you driving?
Car.
What do you drive? You have a Chevy.
I have an SUV from Chevy.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have an SUV, too. Real quick, though, you know what I heard is coming back for rich people is the wagon. Yeah. Now that everybody has an SUV, now rich people want wagons.
Wagons. Station wagons.
A station wagon?
High-end cars are going station wagon. Yes.
Really? Huh.
Just ready to
talk.
Like Audi, all those people are doing it.
Take three. Let's talk about your teeth. Power swabs, you get the message. So can I remind you how it works? If you're into the smile business, you're trying to get a new job, or maybe you're trying to meet somebody new, this is an amazing product. It works so well, removes instantly stains caused by tobacco, coffee, tea. Your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter after the first use. It's really, it's fabulous, and it's easy to get. Go to 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and you'll get it for half price. Power swabs, call today, 800-208-1797. DJV code gets them to you for half price, those tubes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Here we are, ready to go into the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with the first focus on how, this is Advice Central, how to cut your energy costs. It's National Cut Your Energy Cost Day, so we can couple that with plant appreciation. Have a lot of plants in your house, and they can save you some energy, too. All right, so how do we do this?
Well, so you might be seeing a lot of articles today on how different tips on how to cut energy costs, since it is, as you said, it's National Cut Your Energy Cost Day. And that highlights paying attention to cutting our energy use and saving money as well. And so a little bit of effort, they say, can actually pay huge dividends. Experts note that in many cases, the savings you can make are sufficient enough to pay for an entire vacation. That's pretty good. So the number one thing to do is buy a programmable thermostat. So if your heating or air conditioning is on when you don't need it, that's actually the biggest source of wasted energy in America. Whoever would have thought that? I did not know that. If you own your own home, installing a programmable thermostat where you can set the temperature and set it to, on auto, so you don't use any more energy than you absolutely need. They say that can make a huge difference in your energy bill. Check that your appliances are energy efficient. And a lot of experts say that most people don't want to buy a new refrigerator or freezer or dishwasher or washer and dryer. But the truth is that if you have an older model, they are so inefficient that it actually might be costing you so much more in energy bills than you may even believe, and replacing them, completely replacing those older appliances with newer ones that are more energy efficient, can end up paying for themselves. And so the third thing that you should do is check your water use. Wasting water, of course, raises your water bill, but the other thing people don't realize is the energy used to pump the water into your home and then to heat it is also a major source of energy use and waste. And so if you get an energy-efficient shower head and turn your water off while you're brushing your teeth, those are two things that you can do that will instantly impact your water bill. And you can also make sure to check for leaky faucets or a toilet cistern that fails to shut off, like if your toilet's running doing a lot. Those are ways that you can actually see the numbers decrease in your next energy bill just in the following month. So thermostat that's programmable, digital, basically is what that means. Get energy efficient appliances and check your water use.
There you go. 1, 2, 3. All right, let's next focus on a lot of artificial intelligence. Holland Cook is at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and apparently artificial intelligence is big on people's minds there.
Not quite sure what the term means? Ask Alexa. She is artificially intelligent, and digital assistants like her Amazon Echo devices or Google Home are just the tip of the iceberg. Artificial intelligence, or AI, if you really want to sound nerdy, is machine behavior that emulates human thinking. Although machines cannot feel like HAL, the disobeying computer in 2001 A Space Odyssey, and don't worry about the Terminator just yet. Artificial intelligence finds patterns in data and can predict outcomes. Ask Siri, Starbucks near me, and she'll give you turn-by-turn directions. Eventually, AI will drive the self-driving car. Meantime, voice control and AI will spare us fumbling with settings on our various devices as our devices learn us. A Qualcomm executive told us we spent the last 30 years connecting people. We will spend the next 30 years connecting things. And the vice president of research for the Consumer Technology Association reports that the things we're doing with voice control are things we used to do with apps. And he says we're on the cusp of a major shift in human behavior. Meantime, ask Alexa anything. The Church of England has an Alexa skill, so she can order you a pizza and offer spiritual advice. At CES 2019 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, next up on the DJV Technology Report, Instagram and what they're doing to work with you. This is better for people. You like Instagram, Victoria, right?
I do. I love it. It's the social media platform that I spend the most time on. And so the newest update from Instagram is they're allowing people the ability to publish a post to multiple accounts at the same time, which is really great news for people who run multiple accounts. And this new feature will be available to iPhone users almost immediately. It's starting to roll out slowly. There's no word yet on when it's coming to Android, but it will. And so when the option to self-regram, that's what they're calling it, when that becomes available, it will appear when you are about to share a new post. And underneath the options to tag people and mark your location, there will be another little toggle that's called post to other accounts. And then you can publish the same photos to multiple accounts. It's a time saver for people who run business accounts because Instagram is really big with business accounts now. And if you're doing partnerships or takeovers and things like that. So it'll be rolling out. You may even have it already if you have an iPhone. So look for that. That coming soon.
Roll out the iPhone. You realize this is like a mobile supercomputer in your pocket, like an incessant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.